Nearly 700 wells are in the process of being transferred from longtime North Dakota operators to new ones. This is unusual, given that recently only 100 wells were transferred in a typical month. Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms explains.
Companies have reevaluated their business model and decided to focus on an area where they're having greater success.
For some, that means the oil fields in Texas. For others, different rock formations still in North Dakota. Many of their former wells are located on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Fort Berthold operators are facing a problem with flaring excess natural gas. Flaring has spiked in recent months due to temporary shutdowns of a pipeline and a processing plant. Helms says this problem could persist due to delays in the Bureau of Indian Affairs permitting process for new pipelines. This all poses a challenge for these Bakken newcomers.
On top of, being new operators, they're acquiring wells that have gas capture problems. And that's going to make it more difficult for us. You're going to have to find some new technology or really struggle.
Overall, in North Dakota, oil production is up slightly to 1,085,000 barrels per day. These are the most recent figures from August. Helms says this is the first month in nearly a year that oil has climbed more than natural gas production. He thinks it has to do with the Bakken's sweet spot, the area around Watford City where oil producers can get the most bang for their buck. This happens to be where there's the most natural gas that comes to the Earth's surface alongside oil.
You'll see that we now have 10 rigs that are working either on the edge or outside the core area.
Further out into Williams and McKenzie counties, and even into Billings County, where he says it's simply less gassy. For Prairie Public, I'm Amy Sisk.